Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Having a great time.
You want to be.
Loving the fun.
If you want to see all of the excitement. This is the place and we're the one. If you want to be. Yelling like crazy. For the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Better believe it.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Drop
if you
want
to see
Todd Bowles F-bombs or passes from Mahomes from Rasheed Rice this year?
Say that. I didn't hear what you said at the beginning.
What got dropped more, F-bombs last night by Todd Bowles or drops by Rasheed Rice this
year? Ooh, drops by Rasheed Rice, I think, yeah.
Because last night they said that Bowles dropped 7 F-bombs.
Yeah.
I mean, how many drops
had 7 drops last week? So, look at the number of drops Rasheed Rice has had this year. It's probably up there with about 7 or 8 drops on the season. Maybe it's more than that.
We also got a thanks coach. But in a good way. In
okay,
a good way.
Okay.
The Marge Simpson voice actor that had passed away is the French version.
Oh,
I didn't know they had French Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do. They have French. They have Spanish. I remember as a.
I am sorry. For spreading false news.
As a child, I grew up next to people from Spain, and so they would go over to Spain all the time, and my friend would come back. He goes, they have the Simpsons in Spanish over there in Spain. I go, yeah, what's that like? He goes, instead of saying the Simpsons at the beginning, and I'm not kidding, he said this, he goes, they said Los Simpsons. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's awesome. I love it. And, I was watching the Everybody Loves Raymond 30th anniversary special that they had the other day, and they were interviewing the audience, and this audience member, they go, who came the furthest, right? This audience member raises her hand. She goes, I came from the Philippines. And they go, oh, the Philippines for this? And she goes, yeah, I watched reruns of your show, and that's how I learned to speak English.
Ooh.
I mean, that's so awesome that people are able to do stuff like that. Then I think about myself, and I'm like, I don't know that I would be able to do that. It's one of the things that I envy about others. People are able to pick up languages like that. Man, speak multiple languages or learn a language by watching Everybody Loves Raymond on reruns in the Philippines. That's crazy to me.
Mac, you want to answer this question from the text line?
Yeah.
Who's got a higher ceiling, Baker Mayfield or Shedeur Sanders?
I'll still give it to Baker.
Well, I'm going to go age, though. I mean, maybe Baker's reached his ceiling. Shedeur, I don't know what his ceiling is.
The roof.
If Baker can reach his ceiling again, which is like a borderline MVP-type candidate, I don't know if Shedeur will ever get to that, even for a stretch of 6 or 7 games.
Yeah, maybe. That's fair.
How many games?
Six, seven.
Six, seven.
Hey!
So my buddy gets to teach offense this year to his 9-year-old girls basketball team.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
They have one play. You want to know what it's called?
6-7.
You better believe it.
Yeah, I didn't know the kids were still doing it, though, that's honestly. Awesome. I mean, I was watching some reels yesterday of the 6-7 stuff, and it was the in and out and everything. Order number 6-7. The whole place goes crazy.
Yeah, they banned it.
I know. That's right. It's still good. It's still funny. But I don't know Baker anymore, man. Like, he's got his guys, and they still faltered yesterday.
I thought he played well last night.
He was all right. Yeah, he wasn't bad.
Showed some old school Baker with those feet and those legs, you know, getting sacked. But
he did need to win that game.
And he didn't. Yeah.
Up two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Up two touchdowns with 14 minutes to go. Finish the game. It's not that hard.
Four drops is what Pro Football Reference says for our boy.
Rashee Rice, that's it.
Four? Okay.
That's it.
Four in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's not what have you done for me. It's what have you done for me lately.
Yeah, number four. Yeah.
And when you need your team the most, you're not producing. Right. And that's the problem.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. When we need you to be the guy, you got to be the guy.
And that's not just a Rashee Rice problem. That is a lot of problems for a lot of guys on this team this year.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Nobody's been the guy when you needed him to be the guy. It was basically everybody on this team.
Chiefs are favored by about what the temperature is going to feel like on Sunday. The Chiefs are favored 5.5 points against the Chargers on Sunday. The wind chill, I believe, or the temperature, I think, at the tailgating time is going to be 5.
Yeah, have fun.
Could it feel like -15?
I hope
you're ready. You got your ski suit?
Oh, yeah.
There you go, man.
That's going to be a cold one on Sunday.
So some information yesterday for the Royals out there. Andy Rogers had a good article about what JJ and Q are doing out at winter meetings. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Eating cured meats and checking out everybody's sweets.
I don't know if you saw Q's outfit the other day.
I didn't know.
It looked good. Sex, baby.
Yeah. Really? What was he wearing?
Blue shirt, little floral underneath.
Oh, come on, baby.
I think if you look at that article and you see where the quote is from Cotrero from Andy Rogers in an article, you can see Q on, like, I think it's MLB Network or something. Flies
can juice all over the place.
Q.
It's good. Chris is shopping for him, right? Because he can't do that on his own, and we know that, right?
So the Royals acquired Lane Thomas yesterday.
Is this good?
I'll tell you what he is.
It's a guy.
Tell you what he is. He is this year's version of Mike Yastrzemski. Because shout out to Mike Yastrzemski, $23 million. Royals weren't paying that.
No, $23 million for 2 years with a third year option at 30 some years old.
He's older.
35.
But here's how you do it. You're the Atlanta Braves. You have the battery. You have 22 bars and restaurants that generate all that money that you can pour back into your payroll so you can go out there and spend $23 million on Mike Yastrzemski as a luxury. When 119th and Nall opens and the Royals have the ability to do that, we'll see stuff like that happen where you can have a luxury player like a Mike Yastrzemski who, you know, yeah, he's making some good money, but you really need him on your roster because he brought everybody together. That's his value to a ball club. And so the Braves are able to do that because they have all those areas of revenue that they generate. That's why the Royals couldn't compete for a guy like Mike Yastrzemski. Now, times that by 10 when we're talking about all the other great free agents out there. You can't compete if you don't have the ways to generate the money, and that's why the new stadium in the entertainment district at 119th and Nall is going to be great for this organization.
And, so Lane Thomas is the new acquired Royal. Cheap. He's, I think, over 162 games. I think I looked at his number. He's about a career 240 hitter. Could pop you about 20 bombs. Play about 60 games. Have those Sunday getaway games. Have a defensive replacement, maybe. I think his defense is average to above average. Battled some injuries last year. Hit some big postseason home runs. But again, like Bob said, a guy. Mm-hmm. It's not. I don't think you need to look at this move and be like, is that it? That's all they're going to do? Relax. There's more to come. In the article that Andy Rogers had, I believe she was talking about how the Royals want to be trade pieces. And JJ basically said they don't plan on trading Cole Reagans, but things can happen, was a quote in the article. And it sounds like it's going to have to be a three-team trade. Hard to say. Three-team trade, Royals and two others, and how they can make these pieces work. And I do think we are maybe brewing towards one of maybe not like the biggest, like, things that happen in the winter meetings, but it will involve three teams, so it will seem large, but we'll see who the Royals acquire because they do want to get an outfield bat. They also do want to get some bullpen pitching because you can never have that. Obviously, the back end of your bullpen is Urseg and Estevez.
And those guys flame out so fast. Just because guys were good last year doesn't mean they're going to be good this year in the bullpen. So you always have to look to kind of keep that upgrading as well. But Lane Thomas is a start to the offseason, right? That's not the only guy they're going to get. That's not like, I know people are always very pessimistic anytime the Royals do something and it's not like this major move like a Juan Soto or Ohtani or something. Yeah. everybody like that. Oh, we get Lane Thomas. I'm like, well, Lane Thomas is fine. He's a guy that's going to help your roster out, but he's not the end-all, be-all. They're not closing the door and saying, all right, the offseason's over. We got Lane Thomas. No, that's just a start. That's just the beginning. I still think there's a lot of movement that's going to take place, you know, on this Royals roster, and I think there should be a lot of movement that takes place on this Royals roster because they have to get better, just like the Chiefs this offseason. I want to see a very active offseason from the Royals and from the Chiefs because both rosters did not achieve that level of playoffs that we're used to now around here. And so because they didn't reach the promised land, it's time to clean house and get rid of some of those guys and bring in new faces. And I love the fact that the Royals are doing it. The one thing that does concern you a little bit, though, with the way that the offseason is progressing is that I look at this Lane Thomas move very similar to, you know, we were talking about Trent Williams, and if they just got that deal done for Trent Williams, how many different things they would not have had to do to try to find that left tackle. But again, because the offer was a little bit more from the 49ers, they had more revenue to spend on a signing bonus, they were able to keep Trent Williams. Kind of reminds me of Brent Rooker a little bit. Like if the Royals were just able and thought about keeping Brent Rooker into the fold, we wouldn't have had all these random outfielders out there, and then we could invest and figure it out in another location. So it's amazing how one move years ago begats all these other moves. And like if the Chiefs had just signed Trent Williams, all the nonsense that they went through trying to find all these offensive tackles, maybe they could have had a 6'5 wide receiver or a running back or somebody of that nature. But they didn't get the Trent Williams deal signed, so now they've been spending all this time trying to find that left tackle, kind of like the Chiefs or the Royals with that corner outfielder. Had they just kept Brent Rooker, they wouldn't have had to spend all this time trying to find that outfield bat.
What do you think is the bigger need, Chiefs dynamic running back or Royals outfield bat?
I think the outfield bat is. I really do. I think so, yeah.
Mac?
That's good. Yeah, I'll go outfield bat just because the Royals, well, I don't know. Yeah, just because the Royals don't, because baseball is different than the Chiefs offense at least has Mahomes.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I was thinking about it. You got Mahomes still and whatnot.
Well, the Royals lineup has Bobby Witt.
It has Bobby Witt, that's the thing. Yeah, I know, it's a good point,
it's
too.
It's different in baseball, though. Like, you know, when you get to the bottom third of that lineup, everybody in baseball complains. Every single fan base complains about 7, 8, and 9 at the bottom half of your lineup.
Unless you're in L.A.
Yeah, unless you're the Dodgers. And I don't even consider them part of Major League Baseball anymore. Like, everybody's just like, you're doing your own thing out there. And it's like 29 teams are here and the Dodgers are out there. Even the Yankees and Mets are going, what the hell are these people spending all this money on, you know? But I think the bat, because it lengthens your lineup and takes the pressure off of everybody. Not that the running back wouldn't take pressure. It's a great question, but I just think for whatever reason, I immediately went to the bat because Patrick Mahomes was over here on the other side.
Yeah.
It's also the Chiefs' problem is that they think that way too.
And they do think that way. And part of the problem is like in baseball, yeah, one guy can help your lineup and pick your lineup up, but like there's not much Bobby Witt can do to make Lane Thomas better or whoever behind him truly better. Patrick Mahomes has that ability to make those guys better with the way he throws the ball, where he places it, the play that's called. So I don't know. It's really an interesting question that you know, used to be corner outfielder or wide receiver for the Chiefs. We may be back to that too.
Yeah. A lot of positions we could do that.
Would you rather have a 6'5 wide receiver or would you rather have a dynamic running back?
Oh, because who's the head coach? Andy Reid. I take the wide receiver because they love to throw the football and they love to do the wow play versus the play.
It's a good answer. I'll still go the running back.
I'm with you. I would just love to see what would happen if they
had that guy.
Right.
But what let's just say they have that guy and they're not using that guy. That's going to drive us all up a freaking wall next year. You know it is, right? You know it is. Let's just say they go out and get a dynamic running back, whoever it is. You just said Breesall. By what point of the first quarter in the first game are we going to be complaining about Andy not running the ball enough? First play, second play, third play, like first drive? Like, when are we going to hear, how come we're not using Breece Hall? You know, that's the reason why I consistently, like, just kind of do the Heisman a little bit to this running back thing. Because as much as I think we need it, I don't know that Andy thinks that we need it. And I don't know that Andy thinks if we have it, we're going to use it. Because it hasn't been the case in 13 years here in Kansas City. Really, the only time they had the dynamic running back was Jamaal Charles, and that was a holdover from the prior regime. And since then, it's been Damian Williams, Daryl Williams, this guy, that guy, my other brother, Daryl. Like, it's been all of these randos at that running back position. They've had 13 years to solve that position, and they never really have. So I just wonder, if you go out and got a guy like Breece Hall, would he realize his potential here in Kansas City? I don't know the end. I mean, we've got this guy on the roster, this Damian Pierce, now for a month, and Andy's like, I don't know if he can. He's going to be here a month.
This is what Andy said about Damian Pierce.
I think he's still getting acclimated to everything here. I like the kid. I can tell he's sharp and into it. And we don't have any injuries going on, so the guys that know the stuff are playing right now. And but I sure like the way he goes about his business. You see why he's a good player.
So then why did you bring him here?
He's into it, man.
Then why did you bring him here? You said there's no injuries right now, all this stuff. Why did you bring him here then? Like, what's the point of having this guy on the roster? Those are the questions now that I ask.
A month is enough time for a running back.
Good Lord, come on. A month. I mean, I heard him say that yesterday. The guy, I told you guys on the 21st of November on a Saturday that this guy was coming. It's a month ago almost.
Run through the 4-hole, run through the 8-hole, block this guy. I don't know, man. Sorry, Des, man.
It's okay. I don't know why you're apologizing to me.
I cut you off.
You didn't cut me off.
Oh,
yeah. He's been here 15 months. He's back. Back to what the Royals in the winter meetings do. If you click on that article that Andy Rogers wrote, you'll scroll down. Once you get below the picture of Mr. Frazier, right. You'll see that Q blazer and shirt. By God, is he rocking it. I have to give him some crap about that because it's nice. I didn't know he had that in his wardrobe closet, but good for him. It says biggest remaining needs, outfield bats. It hasn't happened yet, but the Royals' main focus this offseason is improving their outfield. The bulk of the run production.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, Q.
He's got it.
Oh, yeah, Q. You're styling, bro.
Come on, baby.
I love it.
Like, blends in with his hair.
Yeah, it does.
But she says it hasn't happened yet.
Good job out of Chris.
The Royals' main focus this offseason is improving their outfield. The bulk of the run production comes from the infield, but the Royals still need to raise the floor of the bottom of their lineup and find upgrades in the outfield. They've discussed a number of free agents, including a reunion with Adam Frazier, who I think will be back for a cheap amount, as well as Harrison Bader, Austin Hayes, and Adolis Garcia. There was interest in signing Mike Yastrzemski before he went to Atlanta for, of course, the $23 million, which you were not going to pay for him.
No.
A trade remains likely, too, with the Royals talking to teams that have outfielders to spare and that need pitching. In an area of depth in Kansas City, which they have, there's one interesting note. Piccolo mentioned that the avenue for a trade might get a little complicated. He was talking about the potential of a multi-team trade. He said, quote, it may not be one team involved. It may be multiple teams involved. It's hard enough to think for yourself, let alone other teams and how they value players. You're not just going to get one team to see equal value. You're trying to get three teams to agree on equal value, and that can be challenging, but there are some good ideas. There are some things worth pursuing and continuing discussions on. Obviously, the names around that are Bader, Duran, Garcia. Would love Garcia on this lineup and play right field. Got a really good glove and arm in the outfield. And a name that seems to continue to have interest in other teams is a guy like Noah Cameron.
Yeah.
Because your rotation, I think, is going to be Reagans, Waka, Lugo, 1-2-3, with Bubich and Cameron probably filling those final two slots. And then there's guys like Stephen Kolick that are available. There's guys like Chris Bubich that are available. And you do have a surplus.
Berger is available.
Is another one that's
those guys from San Diego are getting a lot of interest. The two that we brought over, it was Berger and the other guy that you just mentioned.
Kolick.
Yeah. They brought those two guys over from San Diego, and now they're hot commodities this offseason as well. I think, to me, the most valuable trade piece that you have right now in this organization is Noah Cameron. And that's because of his age, his controllability. And I mean, the guy was amazing last year. I mean, we were talking potential Cy Young for him. That's how good he was, and that was not hyperbolic. That guy was dominating, and he stayed dominating all season long, and that tells you that that guy is a legitimate major league pitcher, because as the league adjusted to him, he adjusted back to the league. He never let the league get a one-up on him. He was outstanding last year and made sure he was outstanding all year long, and so he's the most valuable trade piece that you have. If you trade Noah Cameron, you have got to get somebody back that, like, even the casual baseball fan knows and recognizes, right? That's the type of move that you need to make. I believe the kind of the same thing with Cole Reagans too, Dusty. So if you trade either of those two guys, which I am a fan of doing, you have got to get somebody back in return that you know is going to be a huge difference maker and is not going to have the fans going, God, I wish we had Cole Reagans or I wish we had Noah Cameron. We want the guy that's going to make us forget about those guys like we did when we had the Zach Greinke trade and got Kane and Escobar and all those guys. You forget about the Zach Greinke side of things.
Yeah, the Royals are unlikely to trade Waka or Lugo, each of whom recently signed significant extensions. And then quote from J.J. Bacolo, we're in really good spot, so if the right trade comes along and it costs us a starting pitcher, we have to look at it. It's just not going to be Cole, as in Reagan's. So it does sound like that Noah Cameron is a name that they are listening to, that they want to hear what you're going to offer. But of course, this is one thing that the Royals do have is the luxury of starting pitching, where you've got to make the offer sweet enough for me to let me let go of a guy like a starting pitcher that can get us to the playoff field, because what we know is that pitching is what you need. And pitching is what they had last year that kept the season alive. It's kind of like you go back to the Chiefs when they were 11-6. They had that defense. No one could catch a ball, but they had a defense that kept them in the game. They had Patrick Mahomes. You have a starting rotation and Bobby Witt Jr., you're going to be in most games, right? Because you've got that dynamic player, but you need something around that to kind of elevate that. As Andy Ryder said, you want to, you know, have a higher ceiling, especially towards the end of your lineup, which could give you a lot of answers of what they're looking at to add. Like Duran would be somebody who could hit like sixth, right? Garcia could hit sixth or fifth, and you could move Sal down. He doesn't have to be that pressured guy at like the fifth spot in your lineup. So kind of know where they're going to go. It sounds like there's going to be more than one team involved, and it sounds like they're going to use some arms, as we've known, but maybe not like arms like Bubich or Reagans or Lugo or Waka, but more like a Kolek or maybe a Noah Cameron, which would sting a little bit because Noah Cameron. But again, like that's how
sports works. And you know, Lugo and Waka, they don't really have any trade value. They're older and they're higher priced, right? So you take them out of the equation. I love the fact that JJ's saying, well, not Cole Reagans, and he keeps saying that. That means bring me a better offer. That's a subliminal message to the rest of baseball. And the rest of baseball is listening to that and they're saying, oh, not Cole Reagans. All right, let me see what I can give you for Cole Reagans. And so that to me right there, that is gamesmanship by JJ. And I love when general managers do that. This guy's off limits. And then 2 minutes later, they trade him because they got the offer that they were looking for when teams start to panic. And that's when it starts to set in too. I mean, now we're getting into the Christmas holiday. You know, the baseball organizations for the most part shut down the final 2 weeks of the year and they do their thing and then they get ready for spring training. So it may be quiet, if you will, for the next couple of weeks. But I think once the calendar turns, we get to the first of the year and we're in January and you can start to, you know, smell the grass of spring training, that's when some of these panic moves and whatnot will start.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Start to take place, and I'm not thinking about it now. All right, we're close to spring training. The Yankees just did this. The Red Sox need another pitcher. Boom, Cole Reagans. Boom, Noah Cameron. Boom, Duran here in Kansas City. I think that's what it's going to be, and I don't think we're going to see that big-time move, I think anyway, till after the first of the year. It's typical baseball, right, Dusty? It's patience all the time with this sport.
Somebody says, why not just go get a Bo Jackson-type player and get a running back and an outfield bat? I'm not sure that exists anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.